A Jewish Journal article. Tornadoes can't stop Texas's largest Holocaust education event. Concert pianist and performer Mona Golubek performed a powerful live show for tens of thousands of students and teachers on Wednesday, January 25 in Texas as part of a Holocaust Remembrance Week education program. Golubek appeared in person at Meyerland Performing and Visual Arts Middle School in Houston, with over 50,000 students streaming virtually from school districts in Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, El Paso and San Antonio. Even with vicious thunderstorms and tornadoes ripping through the Lone Star State this week, the events were able to go on as planned. The performance featured stories of Holocaust survival as told through music by the Grammy-nominated performer Golubek. She alternated between playing and speaking from behind a piano to the wide-eyed middle and high school audience. Golubek would then abruptly halt the music, rise to her feet and speak words that heightened the tension of the story. The subject was her mother Lisa Jura's inspiring story of survival as a teenage Austrian Jewish refugee during World War II. "My mother's story is all about how the music saved her life and gave her the strength to survive," Golubek told the Journal before a show in Los Angeles in 2021. "Anytime there was pain or uncertainty or darkness, she would escape into the music. She told me when Kristallnacht took place and she saw through a window her father being beaten and made to wash the streets, my grandma was so desperate, she went into the room where the piano was and she played Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy in an effort to calm my mother." Golubek is well aware that her presentation of the story and lessons of the Holocaust is likely the first time many of the middle school-aged audiences have heard about it. Her stage presence is dynamic and her storytelling abilities are captivating. And on top of that, Golubek is also a gifted pianist, taught by her mother Lisa. USC Shoah Foundation. Golubek's Hold On to Your Music Foundation and Wilsden Reed for Texas were at the center of the massive Holocaust education event. One of the hallmarks of Golubek's foundation is creating educational events based on her book about her mother's experience, The Children of Wilsden Lane. Beyond the Kindertransport. A memoir of music, love, and survival. Participating schools were supplied with free copies of the book, and students were encouraged to create projects including essays, poetry, and short films around its universal themes. The program culminated with the live theatrical performance that Golubek showcased throughout Texas yesterday. Act 1 of the performance began with a haunting, eerie piano solo. Golubek narrated, "It's Vienna, 1938, a Friday afternoon. Lisa Jura is 14 years old and like every Friday afternoon, she's preparing for the most important hour of the week, her piano lesson." Sound effects of streets and trolleys play as Golubek immerses the crowd into her mother's pre-war life along the Danube River. As the show continued, Golubek regaled the frightening sight that her mother saw while looking out of her window during what became known as Kristallnacht. "On November 9, 1938, Lisa's father didn't come home at all," Golubek said in the show. "Gangs of Nazis roamed the city. They smashed the windows of Jewish businesses and Jewish homes. They burned books and Torah scrolls. Lisa stood by the window waiting for her papa. Then she saw him. The Nazis were beating him. They were forcing him down on his knees, making him scrub the filthy pavement while they laughed and yelled, 'Judenschwein. Jewish pig.'" The story continued, with Golubek highlighting that during the Holocaust, there were ordinary people around parts of Europe who stood up for the Jews. Far away in England, Jews and Christians alike, sensing tragedy, pressured their government to allow transports of thousands of Jewish children to come out from Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia and come all the way to England, Golubek said to the audience, introducing the story of her mother on the children's rescue operation, Kindertransport. Several other organizations came together to make this event happen on a massive scale across the second most populous state in the U.S. One of those organizations is Echoes and Reflections, a partnership between USC Shoah Foundation, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and Yad Vashem, which helps teachers and students to understand, process, and navigate the world through the events of the Holocaust. Over the last 18 years, Echoes and Reflections has been to over 18,000 schools in the U.S. Additional organizations that came together to make the event a success include the Holocaust Museum Houston, ADL Texas, Jewish Federation of Greater Houston, Holocaust Museum Houston, the Texas Holocaust, Genocide and Antisemitism Advisory Commission, the Morton H. Meyerson Family Foundation, the Milton and Tamar Maltz Family Foundation and Holocaust survivor Helen Zell. Discovery Education produced the virtual portion of the event to inform as many students across Texas as possible. trailer for Golabek's live performance. Out of nearly 30 million residents, there are only about 100,000 Jews in all of Texas. But in 2019, Texas state government passed SB 1828, which assigns the Texas Holocaust, Genocide, and Antisemitism Advisory Commission the task of approving resources that can be used in the classroom. Golabek's book is one of the approved resources. The participating school districts include Alief Independent School District, Houston, Houston Independent School District, the Austin Independent School District, the Dallas Independent School District, the Fort Worth Independent School District, the Northside Independent School District, San Antonio, the El Paso Independent School District, and the Isleta Independent School District, El Paso. Mona, your mother's story and your performance of it are so powerful, it literally gave me chills, Sophie, a middle school student, told Golabek after the performance. One student asked Golabek during the question and answer session why it's important to study history and learn from the past. Doesn't history repeat itself? Golabek responded, aren't we seeing today the chaos and the division in our world which harkens back to Lisa's story? Another student, Chris, asked, how can students like me stand up to hate in my community? Remember, one person has the power to make a difference. One story, your story, can change the world, Golbeck replied. When we look at our world today, the chaos, the fighting, social media pressure, pressure from your peers, in your schools, but deep down you know what is right and wrong inside your heart, inside your soul. So take that first step and stand up for what's right in your world. I promise you, if you dig deep inside and find that courage, you will make a difference.